Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Mikey Cargan.
So my little nephew, Dimitris, is going for to get married. Who would ever dream what he was thinking of getting married? And I don't know what his hurry was. He's only 46. And he wants me for to be his best man. That is a good one. Every time anybody gets married, they want me for to be the best man. That's me. Always the best man, but never the bride. Well, I suppose it's a good thing for to get married and build your own little love nest. Because today, if you want to build a love nest, you've got to build it in a tree. Boy, is it hard for to get a house today. I know one couple who's got married. The only place where they could find for to live was in a garage. But even after what the man found out he had for to live in a garage, he married the girl just the same. Because it was too hard to back out.
Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Betty. Say, what do you think has happened this morning? My nephew, Dimitris, called me up. He's getting married and he wants me for to be the best man at the wedding.
Well, how nice. Yes. Who is he marrying, Parky?
I don't know, but I think it's a woman. And I'm here what she's got plenty money, kid. She was in the meat packing business.
In the meat packing business?
Yeah, she made girdles. I think, Betty, what she invented a girdle with a new two-way stretch. There's only one trouble with it. You stretch one way and the girdle stretch the other. But, you know, it's a good thing what she's got money, Betty, because I don't think with my nephew Dimitris has even got a job.
He hasn't a job.
No, you see, he's just out of the army, and he don't know what he'd like for to do, you know. He's never got much experience doing anything. Tell you the truth, Betty, he was never too bright.
Oh, I see. Well, what did he do in the army, Parky?
He was a lieutenant colonel. And now he is getting married, Betty, and I am going for to be the best man.
Well, Parky, you better get out your old tuxedo and start dusting it off.
No, I'm not going to wear no tuxedo, Betty. You know, this wedding is going for to be in the morning, you see. Besides, the only tuxedo that I've got is the one that I used to wear when I was a waiter. That don't be no good because he's got number 86 embroidered on the sleeve, you see. And besides, I think with those brass buttons, he must be out of style too now.
Well, what are you going to wear at the wedding, Parky?
Well, how's about my little blue number, Betty? You know, my blue serge suit, the one that I wear on Sundays.
Oh, Parky, that suit's not good enough to wear to your nephew's wedding.
How do you mean it's not good enough? I had that suit for 15 years. Must be a good suit to last that long.
I know, but that suit's not even blue anymore. It's turned green.
No, it just looks green. It's really sun-kissed, you see. No, there's nothing wrong with that suit. You know, all I got to do is just have to take the belt off the back, that's all.
Yeah, I know, Parky, but what about the fur collar on the coat?
What's the matter with that fur collar? Don't forget that is genuine squirrel.
Squirrel?
Yes, every time I take a walk in the park, that all I can do is stop that coat from climbing trees.
Parky, when will I learn not to take you seriously? You're really going to get a new suit, aren't you?
Yeah, sure I am, Betty. After all, my nephew's getting married, and I'm going for to be the best man. I want him for to be proud of his Uncle Parky. Yeah, don't you worry about me, Betty. I'm really going to be all dressed up. I'm going to get my new suit, new shoes, a new shirt, a new tie. Betty, I look like what I just stepped out of a boxcar. Yes, sir. You know, I've been looking through the ads for suits in the papers, Betty. There's one right here. Suits made to your measure, $18.95. So-and-so tailoring company.
A suit made for $18.95?
There it is, right there. You can see it.
Well, sure enough, $18.95.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Parky.
Hi, Opie.
Say, Opie, who do you think is going to get married? Dimitris.
No.
Yes.
You mean to say Dimitris is really going to get married?
Yes, she is.
Well, I'll be doggone. What do you know? Dimitris is really going to get himself married.
Yeah.
Say, Parky.
Yeah?
Who's Dimitris?
Who's Dimitris. That's my nephew. You know them, Behim?
Oh, yeah, your nephew. Sure. You mean the bum, the guy that never works.
He is not a bum, Opie. The reason why he don't work is because he's one of those poor, unfortunate people.
Unfortunate?
Yes, he was born too heavy for light work and too light for heavy work.
Hey, look, Parky, maybe you can get the job for me and my band to play at his wedding.
No, it's going to be a simple wedding. Only going to have an organ playing, you know, just two pieces, you see.
Well, if he's only going to have an organ, how do you figure there's two pieces? An organ is only one piece.
No, there's two pieces. You got the organ, you got the monkey.
Oh.
Tell you what I could do, Uppy. I could speak to my nephew. Maybe they could use you instead of the monkey. I don't know.
Use me instead of the monkey?
Yes.
No, that's no good. I don't mind wearing that little red hat. I don't even mind putting that chain around my neck. But I'll be doggone if I'm going to balance myself on that hand organ without a tail.
Oh, you're crazy.
Well, I sure would like to get some of that wedding business, though. Lots of money in them weddings.
Yes.
I'll say this. I had a cousin once who made a fortune just playing at weddings.
Made a fortune just playing weddings, huh?
Yeah, you see, he was under personal contract to Tommy Mandel.
I see. Oh, my, I better get up and get my new suit for the wedding. If not, that tailor shop is going to close up there.
Buy a new suit?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a new suit.
Where are you going to get a new suit today, Parker? You can't buy a new suit anyplace.
What do you mean? There's an ad right there. Suits made you measure $18.95.
Well, now, that's a funny thing. Yeah. I had a friend of mine try to buy a suit all over town. He couldn't get one nowhere. The only way he could get a suit was to join the Army.
Join the Army?
Yeah, all he's got to do now is stay in the Army 4 years, and then when he's discharged, they let him take that khaki uniform home with him, and then he dyes it blue.
Why, that is the craziest thing what I never heard in my whole life, joining the Army just so he could get a khaki suit and dye it blue. Why don't he join the Navy? Then he don't have to dye it at all.
Well, Park, it sounds to me like there's something funny somewhere. I don't see how a tailor can make a suit to order today for $18.95.
I know there's lots of things you don't know, Happy, but it takes a smart guy like me for to find all the bargains. Say, Betty, watch out for the place, will you, please? I'm going over to get my suit. I'll be back in a little while.
Betty Rhodes, singing star of our old gold show, sings, "I Didn't Mean a Word I Said."
I didn't mean a word I said, and if I hurt you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lose my head, and if I hurt you, I'm sorry. It was just another foolish quarrel. Won't you end it with a kiss and just remember this? Except the time I said I love you, I didn't mean a word I said. I didn't mean a word I said. I didn't mean a word I said. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lose my head. I'm sorry. It was just another foolish quarrel. Won't you end it with a kiss and just remember this? Except the time I said I love you, I didn't mean a word I said.
Hello, Opie.
Hi, Robert.
Is Parky around? I'd like to see him.
Nope, Bob. He's going over to buy himself a suit.
Oh.
He don't know what he's up against, though. If I was you, I wouldn't try to see him today. I bet when he gets back here, he'd be plenty irritated.
Opie, Parky never gets irritated because Parky knows whenever he gets upset, all he has to do is say to himself, "There, there. Why be irritated? Light an old gold." And presto, life becomes full of comfort and pleasure.
Well, you're right there, Robert. I heard about that.
Oh, that's right, Opie. Old Gold always gives you comfort and pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor, delicious bouquet, superb aroma, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, by all means, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
I wonder if I should get me a single-breasted suit or a double-breasted suit. So long what I'm going for to have it made to order. You mean you could make me any kind of suit what I want, gee. It was a good thing what I'm seeing this ad for this place is what makes you a suit to your measure $18.95, you know?
Hey, Mr. Parker, Curtis!
Who's that for? Oh, my, is that fake horrible chap. Wonder what he wants.
Hey, gee, Mr. Parker, Curtis, I had to run all the way downtown to catch up to you. Hey, Opie tells me you're going to buy me a suit. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Well, you know, it's a good thing I was able to stop you in time. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that. Why should you stop me?
Well, I understand that you're going to be the best man at your nephew's wedding.
Yes.
Now, I suppose you want to look extinguished.
I want to look extinguished?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, is there?
No, there's no doubt about that.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if you want to make a big hit at that wedding,
yes,
you don't want to wear no common everyday suit, do you?
Drunk?
No, you should wear a costume that'll be out and standing.
A costume that'll be out and standing?
Of course.
Of course.
Now, I'm just the man you want to see. You see, yeah. I can rent you any kind of a costume you want.
Oh, you in the costume renting business now?
Correct it.
See.
Now, I represent a consign called...
Yes.
It's an old Spanish costume company.
An old Spanish costume company?
Yeah. Now, don't forget our slogan.
Yes.
We give you a costume just like Napoleon's, and all it'll cost you is three simoleons.
No, look, Mr. Sharp, I'm going for to be the best man at my nephew's wedding. I don't want to go there like Napoleon.
Well, no. Don't have to be Napoleon.
No?
We can make you look like any famous hysterical figure.
What kind of a hysterical figure could you make me look like?
Well, for example,
yes.
Now we can dress you up so that you look like General Granite.
General Granite?
Mm-hmm.
Who is General Granite?
Why, you mean to stand there and tell me that you never hired a General Useless S. Granite?
Useless S. Granite?
Yeah. Well, he was the hero of the Civil War.
Civil War?
Yeah. Now he's buried in Lafayette's tomb.
You say General Granite is now buried in Lafayette's tomb?
Yeah.
You know, they must have had a housing shortage then, too.
Now, if you want to go to your nephew's wedding dressed like him,
yes,
you're going to make a big imprint.
Yeah?
Just picture this.
Yes.
Around, and there you are, General Granite, coming in on a big white horse, all dressed up in your union suit.
All dressed up in my union suit?
Yeah.
On the horse?
That's right.
Well, I guess what you don't understand, Mr. Sharp, you see, they just invited me to the wedding. They didn't invite my horse, you see.
Well, okay. Look, why don't we do this?
What?
Let's take your nephew's wedding. We can make a big spectacle out of it, see?
What's that?
We'll stage the Battle of Bull Run there.
The Battle of Bull Run?
Yeah. Of course, on such short notice, I don't know how many bulls I can get.
Well, you shouldn't have no trouble with that, I guess.
No, Mr. Sharp. Look, let's not put on any battles at the wedding. They'll have enough battles after they're married.
Wait a minute. I just got a wonderful idea. Now, get this.
Yes.
We'll dress you up as King Arthur.
King Arthur?
Oh, yeah, I can see you now. You're sitting up there in a great big throne chair.
Yes.
You're all dressed up in a beautiful white vermin cape.
White vermin cape.
Now, in your right hand, you're holding the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yes.
Know what you're holding in your left hand?
A policy from the Prudential Life Insurance. Am I correct?
Correct.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't want to go to my nephew's wedding as no King Arthur. Now, forget the whole
thing. Okay. Hey, look, why don't you do this? You just give me $100.
Yes.
You let me figure out some important hysterical figure that you can go dressed up as.
No. I was thinking of going to the wedding as no hysterical figure, you see. If you think what I should, maybe I could spend 85, 90 cents, but that's all.
90 cents?
Yes.
For 90 cents, you expect me to beat my brains out trying to make you look important at your nephew's wedding?
Yes, I do.
For 90 cents, you expect people to point a finger at you and say, who is that extinguished-looking jake? Why, Britta, for 90 cents, there's only one famous man in history that you can go dressed up as, Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah. You can take your 90 cents and go fly a kite.
Presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Sheik of Araby. You've heard me say many times that Old Gold does more to give you more. More comfort, more pleasure, more of everything that's fine in a cigarette. And that's a good thing to remember when buying cigarettes. Old Gold does more to give you more. Listen, in Old Gold, you get more than a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos. You get an added detail, Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and bouquet. It's like adding good rich cream to smooth, savory coffee. Yes, and Old Gold gives you more than the ordinary moistening agent, because in this cigarette you get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness.
It's like putting up a special guard to protect a rare treasure. The treasure of Old Gold's wonderfully and superbly blended tobaccos. More taste, more flavor, more special protection. That's Old Gold. So the next time you buy cigarettes, ask for Old Gold's and see exactly what we mean when we say to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more Old Gold.
Horrible Sharp sure is a crazy fella. Go to the wedding as a General Granite in a Union suit. All I want is a plain blue serge suit. Oh, here's the place. The So-and-So Tailoring Company. If we sell you a suit, will you have a fit?
Well, come right in, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, you could. You see, I'm seeing you adding the peppers, but you ought to make a suit here to order for $18.95.
Yeah, that's right, sir. That's all it'll cost you. $18.95.
Yeah, I'd like to get one.
But of course, I suppose a prosperous, good-looking man like you would probably want the finest tailoring you can get.
Yes, I do.
Well, in that case, I'm sure you don't mind spending just a little more for some of the little extras.
Extras? What kind of extras?
Well, for one thing, I suppose you'd like your coat to have sleeves.
Sleeves? Sleeves is extra?
Oh, mercy, yes. Why, we never make our coats with sleeves.
I see. Well, so long as I'm getting a suit made to order, might as well get one with sleeves. Yes.
Yes, now, we find that a good many people like to have sleeves.
You do?
Yes. Now, how many sleeves would you want?
How many sleeves?
Yes.
I think I ought to get one for each arm, don't you think so?
Yes, that's a splendid idea.
I just thought of it.
Now, would you please hold up your arm so I can count them? There we are. That's one, two, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes.
Oh, thank you. Now, that will be $30 extra. Now, would you like to have buttons on the coat?
Buttons? Buttons is extra, too?
Oh, yes, of course. That'll cost you $7.80 more.
I suppose the buttonholes is extra, too, huh?
Buttonhole?
Yes.
Oh, surely. That's an additional $16.
But the suit only cost $18.95.
Yes, yes, that's all.
Yes.
Now, tell me, would you like to have pockets?
Oh, I don't think we'll need pockets. See, after I get through with you, with all these extras, I'll have nothing left to put in the pocket.
Yes, now, how about the lining?
Lining?
Yes.
How much extra is the lining?
$22.75.
Tell me, how much does the thing amount to now?
Well, let me see. Yes. It's $95.45.
$95.45?
Yes.
That's something that's pretty reasonable for an $18.95 suit. Look, that includes everything now.
Oh, yes.
Yes, everything.
Yes, yes, that includes everything.
I'm glad for that.
That is, except the pants.
Except the pants?
Oh, sure, the pants are extra. Did you want pants?
Yes, you see, I'm going to be the best man at the wedding, and it's going to be formal. I think I should wear pants.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the pants will be $45
more. $45
more
for the pants?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, are you going to use a belt or suspenders to hold them up?
Neither. All I got to do is think of you. You're the biggest hold-up I ever seen in my life. Tell me, how much is my suit cost now? I mean, with the pants.
Well, that's $140.45.
That's for everything.
Oh, yes, that's everything. Yes. Except the cloth.
Except the cloth.
Yes. Did you want to use cloth?
Yes, as long as I'm getting a suit made, might as well make it with cloth. How much is the cloth cost?
Well, that all depends naturally on the material you select.
Yes.
Would you like a nice herringbone?
Herringbone?
Yes, that's $25 a yard.
$25? Why should herringbone cost so much?
Well, it's a lot of work cleaning all those herrings and picking all those bones.
No. I don't think whether I'll take the herringbone.
Okay, now would you like a nice shark skin?
Shark skin? Herringbone? What is this, a tailor shop or a fish market? How much will the suit cost if you make it with shark skin?
Well, let me see now.
Yes.
That will be $217.45.
That's for everything?
Yes.
The sleeves and the buttonholes and the pants and the cloth, everything.
Oh, yes. Now we're ready to take your measure.
Wait a minute. Is there any extra charge for the measure?
Oh, no, of course not.
Glad of that.
Steady now, I want to get these measurements exactly right.
Go ahead.
Let me see now. Shoulder, 18. Waist, 63. Chest, 14. Hips, 72.
Hips, 72. Look, I don't like for to tell you your business, but I think it would be better if you measured me with a tape measure and not stand off at a distance and look at me with one eye closed with a pencil.
Use the tape measure?
Yes.
Why, if I do that, I won't be able to charge you $22 extra for alterations.
Alterations?
Yes.
Why do I need alterations? I didn't even make the suit yet.
Well, I can guarantee you, you're going to need alterations. My suits never fit. I'm famous for that.
Mister, this is the biggest swindle that I've never heard in my life. Advertising what you make suits to order for $18.95 and getting people for to come in here. And after what they come in here, they find out what the suit costs almost $300. If you advertise in the papers what you make suits for $18.95, why you don't make them for $18.95? You know what you're doing? You're just fooling the people. That's what you're doing. I got a good mind to report you to the district maternity.
Now, just hold your horses, mister.
Yes.
I'll have you know that we do exactly what we advertise. We'll make a suit to order for $18.95.
Then make one.
Okay.
Yes.
How old is the baby?
The baby?
Yes. For $18.95, we make a dandy suit consisting of one piece of white flannelette, 24 inches square.
A piece of white flannelette? 24 inches square?
Yes.
What about the safety pins?
Those are extra.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Finberg and Parker Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.